I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Later in the program today, we're going to meet Bayork Lee, who was on the ground floor with choreographer Michael Bennett in the early days of the musical A Chorus Line. Lee now directs productions of the famed musical around the country, including the one now on stage at the Peabody. And we'll talk to Spanish guitarist Rafael Aguirre. He's going to perform for us today. He's making a name for himself around the globe, and he makes his St. Louis debut tomorrow night. And we're going to hear the story of Jason Kurtz. He's a coach and counselor at Chaminade College Prep, and his YouTube tribute to the Billikens is going viral. We begin the program today, though, with a celebration of everything pop culture. St. Louis Comic Con opens today at America's Center. It attracts thousands of fans to the three-day event and features celebrity guests, including Henry Winkler, Dean Cain, Billy Dee Williams, and Lou Ferrigno, who joins us now with Wizard World's Jerry Milani. Welcome to the show, both of you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Steve, great to be here.
Lou, you, of course, are best known as television's The Incredible Hulk. I was going to say it's your alter ego. Is that, would that be fair?
Yes. Yeah, Bill Bixby's alter ego, that'd be me.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, I'm quite surprised. Somehow, I mean, I knew you were a big guy, and you are, but I thought you were going to be 10 feet tall. Do you get that?
Well, you know, funny, when I did the TV series, we shot on, I was standing on an apple box. They made me taller than I am, so they projected me as like being 8 to 9 feet tall.
Yeah, what are you?
But my height is 6'5".
6'5",
wow. Yeah.
And I wouldn't ask typical guests what they weigh, but I'm just trying to paint a picture as like 280 or something like that.
Yeah, back then I was much bigger. I weighed like 290. Now I'm like 250 pounds.
Oh, just a...
Which I feel better now.
Yeah. Well, you look great. Jerry, Wizard World's Comic-Con is a celebration of pop culture and?
Everything. I mean, pop culture includes movies and music and television and art and comics and sci-fi and the things that you would associate when you hear Comic-Con. Really, the show should be called Pop Culture Con. It's all those things, including comics, including sci-fi, all wrapped into one.
Uh-huh. And Lou, you're really a regular part of this. I mean, they do this at different cities, and you're, I guess, the most regular of the regulars?
Yes, because I enjoy doing the Wizard Tour. That's what's called the Wizard Comic Con. And it's fun because of the fact that I have a chance to promote my film, my business, and also meet fans in different cities. This is the first time I'm doing an event like this in St. Louis. And I think it's going to be a huge hit because everyone's so excited because the economy being in a bad situation now, people want entertainment. They want to feel better about themselves. They want to be entertained. So that's why they look forward to an event like this because it brings the children. It's mostly positive.
Uh-huh. And Jerry, this is the first time this has ever been done in St. Louis. I'm surprised by that.
It is. Well, Wizard World has traditionally for years had two or three shows, and the last couple of years we've tried to find some cities and markets that we feel don't have the combination of things that we bring to our event there. So Portland, we just finished up an event last month. It was our first event that we've had in Portland. Last year, we added a couple of shows. About 2-3 years ago, we decided, let's find some cities like Austin and St. Louis and Portland and just see which ones work and which ones fit. And the ones that do, we're going to come back to, and we'll soon be announcing that we're coming back here next year as well.
I think you're going to have a big response. There's a group, I don't know if you're familiar with, called the Archon Science Fiction Convention that they do here every year that's very popular. And those people, I had them on the show, I guess it was last fall. This is a natural fit for them. I mean, their fans would be your fans.
Wow.
We tremendously love all those fan groups and the groups that do other shows in the region. We want people to feel like they should come to our show and they should go to those shows that are specific to those individual things and then come to our show, experience what we have that includes those things, and then see all the other elements. So if you come to our show because you just heard, oh, Henry Winkler's coming, you're not sure what Comic-Con is, but you want to go meet Henry Winkler and you want to meet Billy Dee Williams, and then you come to our show and you see, I'm not just meeting a couple of celebrities, I'm participating, almost like as a carnival, I'm participating in all these things that are happening that are all pop culture.
Lou Ferrigno, talk about that. What's your role? What do you do during this three-day event?
I have my table. I have my pictures, my posters, my DVDs. Also, they can come and take photo ops with me at the table. I greet and meet the fan. A lot of them had great questions, but they've been very supportive of my film. And also, they're very excited. They walk away with a smile on their face because the legacy of the Hulk now has been 40 years. So they get a chance to introduce their kids, grandkids, even grandparents. And it's a fun event.
Let's talk about you for a minute, if I can. You started bodybuilding, I guess, at a pretty young age.
About 12 years old, yes.
Yeah. And you won some championships early on. Yep. I think I don't have them at my fingertips, but it was like a Mr. America and
Mr. America, Mr. Universe twice. But to backtrack, when I first began bodybuilding, I was very introverted. I had to deal with a severe ear infection when I was young, close to birth. So I've lost a major part of my hearing. And also I was very thin. I had low self-esteem. I was extremely introverted. So it changed my life. But what I'm trying to say is that it all began reading Hulk comic books. Because as a kid, I was fascinated with power. And for me, it gave me a lot of hope. That's why as a child, I would give anything to come to a convention like this to meet someone like myself, other celebrities, because I'd be much more motivating.
Well, you got over that, didn't you?
Yeah, quickly.
Well, so how did you go from a bodybuilder into the acting portion of it? How did that happen for you?
Well, I did a movie with your favorite Governor Arnold there called Pumping Iron. I know, I'm all joking. But then I like the feeling of being on stage. I like the feeling of being in front of cameras, flashbulb going off. And then I like being in front of cameras. So I've always had a dream to be an actor. So I chose to do the Hulk TV series because it gave me a chance to get into show business because I got to learn from Bill Bixby about the lighting, about the techniques, about reading scripts.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you've played characters, of course, on television, but you've played yourself in a large amount of things. Like you've played yourself in Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Home Improvement, I Love You, Man. And, of course, I guess for just about the run of the entire season, you were on and off with the King of Queens.
Yes, 7 years.
And just by coincidence, last weekend I was watching TBS, and I was watching a rerun of King of Queens, and it was one that you were on, and you were helping Doug and Carrie lose weight.
That was supposed to be the most popular episode. That was hilarious, yes.
It was really funny for those people who don't know. You move in, and your wife in real life played your wife on the show.
Yes, very much. Because every day in life I go through the same thing. And then they offered me the opportunity to be on the show. I said, why not play myself? Because I enjoy doing comedy.
Well, Jerry, I understand why Lou Ferrigno would be in a pop culture convention. But some of the names, and you mentioned one, surprised me. Like Henry Winkler and Billy Dee Williams, pop culture?
Well, Colt 45 and everything around that. I mean, Billy Dee Williams is one of those guys that you can remember him if you're a big Star Wars fan, of course, from Lando Calrissian role. But also, you know, he's been in so many things that are outside of the science fiction realm. You know, being in Brian's Song maybe was one of the first introductions to how great an actor he was going to be. And he's been in so many roles and done so many things. And someone like that definitely is attractive to the science fiction set. That's an important part of what we do. But also because, I mean, who's more pop culture than Billy Dee Williams? He's done it all.
Right. That's Jerry Milani. We're talking to him and with Lou Ferrigno about the Comic Con convention, which runs this weekend. It all begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon. And Lou, having been the incredible 3 o'clock this afternoon, like I said, 3 o'clock this afternoon. And Lou, having been the Incredible Hulk for so many years and doing these type of things, you meet a lot of fans, and I'm sure you hear a lot of questions over and over. What do people want to know about you or the Hulk?
They want to know about the makeup. They want to know about what my life was like on the set in the makeup, how I had to handle the stress of the makeup, the hours of filming, and also many of the episodes. We have many different celebrities on the show. I mean, famous actors, and then my wonderful, funny experiences on the show, and how much they like the script, and how much they appreciate that still today it holds its own because every show had a message, and they're affected by that.
Well, tell me about now you made me curious about that makeup. What kind of process was that?
Well, you know, it was about 3.5 hours to put on, but the difficult part is the fact that I had to endure that makeup 12 to 14 hours a day. That had to be retouched all the time.
Yeah.
And I could be like 40 degrees outside, very uncomfortable. On a very hot day, I would have to be refrigerated in a motorhome because the makeup had a tendency to smear because when I sweat. So I was kind of like isolated, but the character was beautiful.
Was there a lot of pressure on you to, you know, for your body never to change? You know, we usually think of that pressure being on actresses to remain a certain weight or a certain shape. But in your case, your body was pretty important to the character. Was there a lot of pressure on you to, you know, don't gain 5 pounds, don't lose 5 pounds?
Oh, yeah, because I had to find time to work out. That's why it really infuriates me today when I see some of these celebrities doing a TV series and they complain about the hours, they complain about the job. I mean, come on. I mean, what I've done, what I've gone through, I mean, because back in my time, like Bill Bixby, he was a professional. But today, I see so many actors, they don't appreciate what they have.
Hmm. Well, let's hit a few of the highlights. There's more going on during these 3 days than we can really shake a stick at, and we'll refer people to your website a little bit later. But things begin at 3 o'clock with what today, Jerry?
Well, basically what's neat about our show is that most of the time, most of our celebrities, if they're not doing a photo op or if they're not in a panel specifically intended for them, are at their area. So if you wanted to see Lou Ferrigno, you don't just have to come between a certain one-hour period on, you know, Saturday. You can come any of the time. So basically you'll come on site and the celebrities will be in their area and artists who have drawn every comic character you've ever heard of. We have at least one artist who has done something in that realm or is currently still, you know, writing or drawing or illustrating those. So there's meeting the artists. There's going to panel programming, which sometimes people will just come and they just want to sit in the panel room and they want to hear Henry Winkler when he comes through and they want to hear Billy Dee Williams.
Let me throw a few things in the time we have remaining. Let's throw a few things out at you. I just picked these at random out of the dozens and dozens of activities I'm looking at. Early today, it's filmmaking on a zero budget, which will be of interest to a lot of people here because we have a lot of people experiment with film in St. Louis.
We pretty much dedicate one of our panel rooms throughout the entire 3 days to things that are not celebrities coming through. So it's comics, it's film, it's how to break into certain areas in the entertainment world. And the idea behind that is that it's a pop culture convention. It includes a lot of things. So there are some people who are going to want to come and just meet the celebrities, and they're going to look at that panel list and they're going to go, that's something interesting. Film, I'm interested in that. How does that even happen? And even if they're not wanting to do that themselves, they're like, I just want to know how that works.
There's also a tribute to something with St. Louis ties, and that's Voltron, which of course began here.
Yeah, the Voltron folks have partnered with us on this, and they'll have – actually, when you first walk in on the right-hand side, you'll see a big oversized Voltron that's there people can take photos with, and they're kind of reviving – you know, what's been a great tradition of Voltron for kids and even for adults, because it's a kind of universal thing. So to be able to be involved with a local group, that's why our shows are a little different in every market. You know, Voltron wasn't in Portland, but we might have had – in fact, in Portland we had folks from the real world Portland, because that was just filmed in Portland recently. So every one of our shows is a little bit different based on where we are.
You have a lot of different gadgets too. I mean you know, like records, old stuff, like old DVDs and everything. Sometimes you could buy different. When I bought for my wife in Portland, it was a speaker system, portable, that you could put in your car anywhere. And I never heard of it. So you just discover a lot of things.
You never know what you'll say.
A couple of things I want to mention. Just they sound interesting. We don't have time to go into them. But here's one: Geek Girls. Who are they, and are they real? Turning your art into business: how to market and sell online. Sibling rivalry on the comics pages, and an adult costume contest.
There's as many different things to have topics as there are different comic books and different genres. And for folks to come by and see what some of those interesting things are all about, you never know.
You know what it is? It brings back a lot of childhood memories. Like, for example, my life growing up, I read many different comics. So at a show like this, when you see different comics, your mind goes back to the time when you were reading those comics. And it's a wonderful experience. They have so many different collectibles at the show.
Mm-hmm. Lou, I want to ask you a couple of things personally that you're involved with that I just think is interesting. I read, I think you're a sheriff's deputy in a couple of different places, right?
Yeah, in Los Angeles and San Luis Obispo. I've been a deputy now for the last 8 years because I'm involved with Homeland Security. It's something I've always wanted to do my whole life because my father was a police lieutenant for NYPD.
You know, when I read that earlier, I had to laugh. I thought, I would never speed again. Can you imagine getting pulled over by the Incredible Hulk? It's yes,
idea.
Sir.
Yep.
Do you give warnings, or?
Well, I have to get the autograph instead of mine.
Oh, I don't like that. What else are you doing? Something celebrity?
Yeah, I'm coming out in April called Ferrigno Fit, ferrignofit.com. It's a 12-week training program, online program, how you become your own personal trainer. You don't hire a trainer. I exercise videos of myself, all my knowledge and everything, and how you can become get in better shape with yourself. And also you consult online and everything. It's a 12-week program.
It's Wizard World's St. Louis Comic Con. It begins this afternoon at 3:00. runs through Sunday, and Sunday is Kids Day, right?
Sunday is Kids Day, bunch of activities.
Now, there are charges for some things, other things not, so people need to look into that.
Right. Well, there's a charge to get into the event, and then most things that involve any of these panels or any of meeting artists and things like that are free, and then celebrities might have different rates for different things that they're doing.
So I'd suggest you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to where they can find out more about that and more about what Lou is doing as well. Our guests have been Jerry Milani, public relations manager for Wizard World, and Lou Ferrigno, who is an actor and a bodybuilder and cares all about fitness. One thing before I let you go, Lou, I understand that since you've been in St. Louis, people aren't going to believe this, that you had a thumb wrestling contest with a girl and she beat you?
Yes. Yes. I know. And she was good at it. But it's embarrassing. She invited me to a thumb wrestling, but I'll tell you, I don't know. Wow.
Well, I'm going to pass on that if you don't mind.
I think I will. She said she'd never lost.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, she got quite a pair of hands.
Lou Ferrigno, it's been great meeting you.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And Jerry, thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, guitarist Rafael Agarre. And later, we go behind the scenes of A Chorus Line. This is St. Louis Public Radio.